Down. Update for day number two. A brief audio log of my stay here for those listening from home. Let's see how much. Cool, I can do 13 hours of recording this. So yesterday, Friday the 13th, I came in as a voluntary patient. I got the recording of all of that. My current curiosity sparks that the reasoning behind initiating a 24-hour ITO, because as I understand, for one to be initiated in the first place, one has to be refusing treatment or hurting other people or hurting themselves. So far I've, you know, I've complied with everything here, and everyone knows how good I am at beating people up. So it's interesting. My mom trying around this new antipsychotic. I can't remember the name. Boroughfill or something. I'll have to look it up. Something new, but yeah. I mean, shit. Like, even just one of those, it just makes you feel like shit. You know, like, so many better drugs out there for people in this situation. You know, like, who have genuine mental health issues, but they're not even getting proper treatment. It's, these places are just so sad. Like, pretty much, I guess, for the next step up with the conspiracy theories. It was interesting that someone on Fritz Springer's timeline posted about how the Great White Brotherhood were in control of Australia, infiltrated intelligence agencies, infiltrated the politics, and also infiltrated the health system, and including mental health. So they all in turn work with each other, amongst who I've been trying to, I don't even know if I can use the word escape from anymore, but just, that's what I've been trying to get out of. So yeah, just some kid trying to get out of some crazy cult, and I did a lot of work to expose some of them, and you can put out some really good information out there that seems to be helping people. And I've also done a bit of work in exposing the ASD, Australian Signals Directorate, at least for MK survivors in Australia. Like, you know, they can all now know that little building in Canberra, that's the central hub of where it's all flowing. So, which is kind of cool, because no one else seems to know that but me. Anyway, I'll keep everyone updated. It's just hard to use the internet here, because they lock your phone and your stuff in the drawer, so you can't just get to it, so you have to, I don't know, makes it a bit trickier. See what I can hack about that. Nah, that's enough for today. Just a side note for the previous entry, that's right. Yeah, I mentioned it on the Facebook. The initial assessment this morning, I'm pretty sure she didn't even ask any questions which would have gotten answers relating to auditory and visual hallucinations. That I'm certain of. She was just asking me questions like, oh, what day it was, and I haven't slept properly in 2 nights, and then you have these psychiatrists just go into your bedroom unannounced and wake you up and say, hey, you got 2 hours to get to the hospital, mate, and they don't tell you anything. Like, it's the most impolite thing ever, and even for that little brief would have been around 10 minutes, you know, that apparently that was my psychiatric assessment. Me, you know, just woken up by a psychiatrist and then bam, 10 minutes in. Yeah, it's a really great setting for an assessment of someone's mental health, especially if they have their father there and you write something like audio, auditory, and visual hallucinations. You know, there's nothing to back that up, especially if they didn't even ask any of those questions, you know, relating to, you know, are you hearing voices or anything like that. So this whole thing is just a scam from the start. Like, they just wanted to mad me, and it seems like that's what they've done. And that's fair enough. I mean, I worked it out. There's probably about 70% of people who do think that I'm highly delusional and in whatever psychiatric care, but for the other 30%, they have a totally different viewpoint of what I'm doing and the work I'm doing, so hate is gonna hate. Like, I don't give a shit, you know, like, I know I'm doing some pretty fucking good things for the world right now, and I'm just gonna keep doing them. So, hopefully I'll get out of this place pretty soon. And, oh yeah, just an update, regarding today, I think I mentioned the ITO thing before. It's a 24-hour ITO, and I get reassessed by a psychiatrist again at some point today, and then from there, they will determine if I need another ITO. But from what I understand, the psychiatrists, most of the time, are under this undetectable mind control, you know, the MKUltra trauma-based mind control stuff. And so, yeah, I'm pretty much in some Great White Brotherhood prison facility surrounded by people with undetectable mind control. not the most pleasant places to have a holiday, but hey.
Alright, just a long for the end of day two. Talos come visit today, it was pretty cool. Turns out that I am not on any type of ITO whatsoever. It's R something where they just hold you to be assessed. I managed to get a peek at my notes. There's the delusional disorder thrown in there with those symptoms returning, along with that I haven't been eating very well or looking after myself very well. And then there's also that I have lack of insight to my mental illness, because I don't believe that I am delusional. So those are the three main things. There's one more good nurse. Like, he's nurses with, if you ask them for information, most won't give them to you, most will just tell you bullshit. But he actually went the extra step to show me the documentation and all that stuff, and so it was pretty good. So yeah, it just depends how I present myself on the Monday, and then that'll be the determining factor, if an ITO is initiated. But to the best of my knowledge, if I'm fully compliant, and I did come voluntary and have taken every medication so far, never hurt myself, never hurt others, things like that, you know. So there's criteria that you have to fit in for the ITO to come into effect. And yeah, we'll see how that goes.